जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवर दारी यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुनतीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर श्री His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnupada Paramahamsa Parivrajakacharya Ashtota Sahasri His Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Prem Se Kaho Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीर्वुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 12 एंटाइटल्ड बर्थ ऑफ एम्परर परीक्षित टेक्स्ट नंबर 3 तदिदं श्रोतुमिच्छामो गदितुं यदि मन्यसे ब्रूहिणः श्रद्धदानानां यस्य ज्ञानं मदाच्छुकः तदिदं श्रोतुमिच्छामो गदितुं यदि मन्यसे ब्रूहिण श्रद्धदानानां यस्य ज्ञानं मदाच्युकः तदिदं श्रोतुमिच्छामो गदितुं यदि मन्यसे ब्रूहिण श्रद्धदानानां यस्य ज्ञानमदाच्युकः तदिदं श्रोतुमिच्छामो गदितुं यदि मन्यसे श्रोतुमिच्छामो गदितुं यदि मन्यसे ब्रूहिण श्रद्धदानानां यस्य ज्ञानं मदाच्युकः मतजिस् तदिदं श्रोतुमिच्छामो गदितुं यदि मन्यसे ब्रूहिण श्रद्धदानानां यस्य ज्ञानं मदाच्युकः तदिदं श्रोतुमिच्छामो गदितुं यदि मन्यसे ब्रूहिण श्रद्धदानानां यस्य ज्ञानं मदाच्युकः Word to word translation. Tat. All. Idam. This. Shrotum. To hear. Ichchamaha. All willing. Gaditum. To narrate. Yadi. If. Manyase. You think. Bruhi. Please speak. Naha. We, Shraddhadananam, who are very much respectful, yasya, whose, jnanam, transcendental knowledge, adat, delivered, shukaha, Sri Sukadeva Goswami. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. We all respectfully want to hear about Him, Maharaj Parikshit, to whom Sukadeva Goswami imparted transcendental knowledge. Please speak on this matter. Purport. Sukadeva Goswami imparted transcendental knowledge to Maharaj Parikshit during the remaining 7 days of his life, and Maharaj Parikshit heard him properly, just like an ardent student. The effect of such a bona fide hearing and chanting of Srimad Bhagavatam was equally shared by both the hearer and the chanter. Both of them were benefited. Out of the 9 different transcendental means of devotional service to the Lord prescribed in the Bhagavatam, either all of them or some of them or even one of them are equally beneficial if properly discharged. Maharaj Parikshit and Sukadeva Goswami were serious performers of the first 2 important items, namely the process of chanting and the process of hearing. And therefore, both of them were successful in their laudable attempt. Transcendental realization is attained by such serious hearing and chanting and not otherwise. There is a type of spiritual master and disciple much advertised in this age of Kali. It is said that the master injects spiritual force into the disciple by an electrical current generated by the master, and the disciple begins to feel the shock. He becomes unconscious, and the master weeps for his exhausting his store of so-called spiritual assets. Such bogus advertisement is going on in this age, and the poor common man is becoming the victim of such advertisement. We do not find such folk tales in the dealings of Shukadev Goswami and his great disciple Maharaj Parikshit. The sage recited Srimad Bhagavatam in devotion, and the great king heard him properly. The king did not feel any shock of electrical current from the master, nor did he become unconscious while receiving knowledge from the master. One should not, therefore, become a victim of these unauthorized advertisements made by some bogus representative of Vedic knowledge. The sages of Naimisharanya were very respectful in hearing about Maharaj Parikshit because of his receiving knowledge from Shukadev Goswami by means of ardent hearing. Ardent hearing from the bona fide master is the only way to receive transcendental knowledge, and there is no need for medical performances or occult mysticism for miraculous effects. The process is simple, but only the sincere party can achieve the desired result. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Namo Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschati Deshatarine. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Kadadara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vranda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna. So, we have just begun the 12th chapter of the first canto, Birth of Emperor Parikshit. So, this chapter begins with the questions asked by the sages of Naimisharanya to Suta Goswami. Previously, in the 4th chapter, the sages asked questions about the birth of Maharaj Parikshit. But Suta Goswami, in the course of his discourse, he discussed various other topics. The appearance of Srimad Bhagavatam, prayers of Queen Kunti, the punishment of Ashwatthama, Bhishmadev's departure, Krishna's departure from Hastinapur and entrance into Dwaraka. So Suta Goswami got carried away. He discussed so many other topics. So now the sages are again reminding about the question about the birth and activities and the departure of Parikshit Maharaj. So therefore they are again reviving that question. That is what they are asking in the second and third verse. Tasya janma mahabuddhe karmani cha mahatmanah nidanam cha yataivasid sapretya gatavan yata. This was yesterday's verse. How was the great Parikshit, who was highly intelligent and great devotee, born in that womb? How did his death take place and what did he achieve after his death? Now in today's verse they are asking that tadidam shrotum ichchamu gaditum yadi manyase. We are all actually very eager to hear about the subject matter. Yadi manyase, if you think that we are fit recipients to hear this, then please narrate this. Bruhi, please narrate the subject matter. And we are all very faithful. Bruhina Shraddha Dananam. The Shravanaka Rishi is a representative of all the sages. 88,000 sages are present there. But Shravanaka Rishi is saying that not only I am faithful, but all of us, we all sages assembled here, we all of us are faithful. Therefore, he is using in the plural, Bruhina Shraddha Dananam. And if you think we are fit recipients, please actually narrate that subject matter which Shukadev Goswami spoke to Parishit Maharaj. Yasya jnanam adat shukaha. Shuka, Shukadev Goswami adat, the knowledge which he gave, whatever knowledge he gave to Parishit Maharaj, if you think that we are fit, please describe this knowledge. We are eager to hear and all of us, we are actually faithful. So, we see that scriptures, whether Gita, Bhagavatam, is always in the form of a conversation in which so many questions are asked by the hearers. And these questions asked by the different shrota, different hearers, they play a very crucial role in giving direction to the discourse. Although these hearers are actually, they are not in the forefront, they are just playing a role of, some people are asking questions and other people are just hearing the conversation. But, without their presence, the discourse will not actually take place, the discourse will not proceed. Rupa Goswami, the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, he says that simply asking questions about spiritual subject matters, that itself is an act of bhakti. It is called a Saddharma Pritcha. Achirad Eva Sarvartha Siddhyat Yesham Abhipsataha Saddharmasya Avabodaya Yesham Nirbandini Matihi. Those whose minds are attached to understanding bhakti to the Lord, they quickly attain all their desired goals. Therefore, even to develop an interest to actually hear about Krishna, that is a very great thing. When Pradyumna Mishra came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said that, I want to hear about Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so happy. He said, you are so fortunate because you have a desire to hear about Krishna. So, that desire itself is so rare actually. Previously, the books were not available. People would have to hand copy those books. Whenever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would get one particular book, the other devotees would actually, would hand copy those books. And there was one devotee, who would personally hand copy books for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu named the devotee as Ratna Bahu, jewel-handed. So, devotees were so eager to hear, but the books were not easily available. They had to put effort of hand copying the books. But with the advancement of technology, books are so easily available. Even just in the ordinary mobile phone, like we can have many hundreds of books, we can have access to hundreds of books. But we don't have the same intensity of desire as the devotees had previously. Therefore, Mahaprabhu was so happy when Pradyumna Mishra told that, I want to hear about Krishna. Mahaprabhu said that you are so fortunate because you have got a desire to hear about Krishna. And when there is a medium of Srimad Bhagavatam, the hearer and the speaker, they equally share that result of hearing and speaking. Although externally speaking, one person is sitting in a raised platform and many others are hearing. But when there is a right attitude, the results are equally shared by them. Unlike in a material transaction, suppose when somebody is running a company, when the company is making profits, the employees also, they get their salary hike. But the company owner, his profits increase in many, many fold. But the employee salary increases in to some extent. It is not equally shared between them. Some amount of salary hike is given for them. But in the spiritual subject matter, in a spiritual event like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the hearer and the speaker both actually equally advance when there is a medium of the Bhagavatam. Or for example, offering aarti to the Lord. So there is one person who is offering aarti, and there may be hundreds of people who are just observing that aarti. But the person who is offering aarti and the persons who come to the temple to take darshan, to observe that aarti, both of them actually equally advance, provided they have the right attitude. So therefore it is said that Vasudeva Kata Prashna Purusham Streen Punatihi Vaktaram Prichakam Shrotram Tatpada Salilam Yata. Just like the Ganges purifies all the three planets, all the three worlds, similarly, Krishna Katha purifies the speaker, the hearer, and the enquirer. Those who ask questions and those who give answers to the questions, those who speak Krishna Katha, and those who hear. So here, the sages are saying that Bruhina Shraddha Dananam, we are faithful. So when we talk about faith, like without faith our life cannot run only. We cannot perform even a small act of just going in a train or bus. Faith is an integral part of every aspect of our life. And when a living being takes birth, initially the child has faith in the mother, and through that mother his faith expands to different other people, from the mother to the father, to the other members of the house. In this way, gradually this faith is actually expanding to other members. The quality of our experience in putting our faith on our parents will also affect the experience of putting faith in anything else, actually. When we put our faith in the parents, and through that, and then we start expanding our faith, and the parents, they take you to a school or introduce to other people, and then through that our faith expands. And the most elevated form of faith is our faith in the Supreme Lord. So it is relatively easy to put faith in the different people whom we meet in our day-to-day transactions, whom we interact in our day-to-day life. But to have faith in the Supreme Lord, whom we have no experience at all, that is not so easy actually. But although it is not so easy, but that is the best thing which can happen to a human being, to develop faith in the Supreme Lord. So, to have faith in the tangible things of this world is not so wonderful. It will not serve a higher purpose in our life. Because the tangible things of this world, they are temporary in nature. So, to have faith in oneself, or to have faith in the things of this world, it is incomplete without our faith in God. Look, Hiranyakashipu, he had faith in himself. He could defeat anybody, but still he was always fearful. Just because he was so restless and fearful, just because one small child did not actually obey his command. On the other hand, Prahlad Maharaj was completely faithless, completely fearless because of his faith in Krishna. So, because by nature we are eternal and the world is always changing, so for an eternal being to invest his faith on the temporary things of this world, it cannot bring substantial prosperity in our life. So therefore, only a person who is full of faith in Krishna, he is actually really full. So everybody else remains actually empty in their life. And when we talk about faith in the Supreme Lord, faith in Krishna is not a favor which we are doing to Krishna. Rather, faith in Krishna is a favor which we are doing to ourselves. So, we are doing to ourselves. So, therefore, Swalnas Radhanath Maharaj mentioned that faith in Krishna is the greatest wealth. All the other wealth, if you lose our wealth, it can be earned again. It is not a great loss actually. So the greatest wealth, the greatest loss in our life is the loss of faith in Krishna. The greatest service which we can do to others is to act in such a way or speak in such a way that the others' faith in Krishna increases. And the greatest disservice which we can do is to act or speak in such a way that others' faith in the Supreme Lord, others' faith in the path of Dharma decreases. So here, when they are saying that we want to hear about Parikshit Maharaj, the Acharyas comment that they say that we want to hear about Parikshit Maharaj because Parikshit Maharaj's activities are directly related to Krishna. Because they mentioned in the previous verse, Mahatmanaha, Parikshit Maharaj is Mahatmanaha, Mahatma, that means one whose mind is fixed on Krishna. One whose mind is fixed on Mahat, Mahat refers to Krishna. Therefore, Parikshit Maharaj's activities are directly related to Krishna. So therefore, we want to hear about Krishna, we want to hear about Parikshit Maharaj. And they are asking in a very humble manner, if you think that we are fit, please narrate this. So, I'll discuss something about different types of questions which a person can ask. Because the Bhagavatam, various questions are asked by different hearers to the speakers. So, let us discuss about some types of questions in relation to this verse. So here the sages are asking the question. So one type of question, or we can say the highest type of question, is a loka hita prashna. The question that brings good to everyone. that brings good to the whole universe or the society in general. Bhagavatam begins with such questions asked by the sages to Suta Goswami. That's why Suta Goswami said that Munayap Sadhu Prushtoham Bhavadbir Loka Mangalam Yatkrita Krishna Samprashno Yenatma Suprasidati. The questions which you asked are beneficial to the entire world because they are related to Krishna and they will completely satisfy the self. Parishit Maharaj asked a question to Shukadeva Goswami. Atapriyami samsiddhim yoginam paramam gurum purushasyeha yatkaryam mriyamanasya sarvata. You are the supreme guru of the yogis. Please tell me what is the complete perfection and what is to be done at all times for attaining that perfection for a man about to die. And please tell that yat shrotavyam ato japyam yat kartavyam nribhi prabhu. Please tell what one must hear, chant, remember and worship. Both for a person about to die and for all in all circumstances. And Shukadeva Goswami again glorified Parishit Maharaj's question because it is a loka hita prashna. Variyan yeshate prashna krita loka hitam drapa krita loka hito drapa atmavit sammata pumsam shrotavyadishu yahaparaha. Your question is beneficial for the entire world. It is approved by the self-realized people. And the answer to this question is a worthy answer to hear. In fact, your question itself is so great. Simply by hearing, chanting and remembering your question, a person can attain perfection. Getting the answer to the question, even one does not even go to getting answer to that question, simply by hearing, chanting and remembering that question itself, one can attain perfection. In that way, Suta Goswami glorifies. Normally, when you go to an exam, and the exam paper, they give different questions. And in the answer paper, if you simply write the questions and come back, you will not get any marks. But in the Bhagavatam, even if you simply remember the questions asked by Parishit Maharaj, still you can attain perfection. You don't even have to get the answers. That is how Shukadeva Goswami glorifies Parishit Maharaj's question. Another example of a Lokahita Prashna is a question asked by Vidura. Vidura is asking Maitreya Rishi, Sukaya karmani karoti loko natai sukam vanya duparamam va vindeta bhuyas tatayeva dukkam yadatra yuktam bhagavan vadenaha. So he says that in this world everyone is engaged in fruitive activities with two purposes, to get happiness and to get relief from distress. But on the contrary, they are unable to get relief from distress, nor are they able to get happiness. So please give us directions as how the people can truly get relief from distress, how they can get happiness. And Maitreya Rishi glorifies this question. Sadhu prishtam tvaya sadhu lokan sadh anugrishnata Kirtim vitanvata loke atmano adoksha jatmanaha. You have asked such question that you have shown mercy to the entire world by asking this question, and you have shown mercy to me also. You have asked such question because adoksha jatmanaha, because your mind is absorbed in Krishna. So, this is another Lokahita Prashna. Prutu Maharaja asked a question to Sanat Kumara. He says that actually there is no need to inquire about your welfare because you are always enjoying devotional service to the Lord and you never think about the relative good and bad of this world. So I don't want to spend time asking about your welfare because you are always self-realized. And then he says, Tadaham krita vishramba sukhrudovas tapasvinam sampruche bhava yetasmin kshema khenan jasa bhavet. So I am asking you, by what means will there be immediate benefit for those suffering in this world? Again, Sanat Kumara glorifies Prithu Maharaj's question. Sadhu Prushtam Maharaja Sarva Bhuta Hitatmana Bhavata Vidusha Chapi Sadhuna Matiridrishi. And you are so learned and you always think about the welfare of other beings and the questions you asked are so well, the minds of devotees are of this nature. You always think about the welfare of others. So we see, like, these questions are so profound, like, especially these personalities like Vidura. Vidura was literally thrown out of the palace, insulted by Duryodhan. Vidura had served Dhritarashtra by giving the right counsel throughout his life. But what is this retirement benefit? Duryodhan said that the retirement benefit is that I am simply leaving you alive. The fact that I am not killing you, consider that as a retirement benefit. So that is how he insulted Vidura. So normally when a person is insulted in such a thorough way, we become so self-conscious, we go into such revenge fantasies, we all the time brooding over that revenge and bitter feeling. It is very difficult to come out of that, what to speak of, to think about the welfare of others. Parishit Maharaj was cursed to die within 7 days, but he is asking a very general question for the welfare of other people. So therefore, these questions are asked by great people from a very elevated spiritual consciousness. So therefore, the speakers, they glorify those questions. That simply by hearing and chanting and remembering those questions, one can attain perfection. Because they understand the deep spiritual consciousness of these people who are asking these questions. So, even in the fourth canto about Lord Shiva, it is explained that Lord Shiva is called as Manunam Adyam. Manunam Adyam means the greatest among the thinkers. The greatest among the thinkers, the greatest among the thoughtful people. The chief of all thinkers. So why Lord Shiva is called as Manuna Madhyam? He does not engage in some mental speculation, but he is always thinking about how to deliver the demons from the fallen condition of life. So therefore he is called as Manuna Madhyam. And the same Lord Shiva, as Advaita Acharya, he thought about the welfare of the people. And therefore, he prayed for the appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, this is the first type of question called as Loka Hita Prashna. The second type of question is called as Swahita Prashna. This is also a bona fide question. Swahita Prashna means a question asked for one's own welfare. One's own, it could be spiritual welfare or material well-being. So let us take first type of question. Questions asked for one's own spiritual well-being. And the question is asked by Vyasadeva to Narada Muni. When Vyasadeva, after he compiled all the Vedic literatures, still he felt a dissatisfaction in his mind. So at that time he approached his spiritual master Narada Muni. Astyevame sarvam idam tvayoktam tatapi natma paritushyate me tan moolam avyaktam agada bodham prichyamahe tvatma bhavatma bhutam. He says that my mind and body are not satisfied. Please tell me the imperceptible reason. Tan moolam avyaktam, imperceptible reason. That I am asking the imperceptible reason from you, because you are born from the body of Brahma and therefore you possess great knowledge. Please tell me the root cause of my dissatisfaction, why I am dissatisfied even after writing all these literatures directed towards the well-being of all the people. So there are many people who play the role of editors of the magazines, editors of the news channels. The different other people, they write articles and they play the role of editors. And these editors, what is their role? They are supposed to see the, say, grammatical errors, the sentences properly formed. And more than that, whether the concepts are proper. So, Vyasadeva is the Chakravarti among all the editors, because he is the author of the entire Vedic literatures. Because all the people who wrote different articles, especially within the realm of Sanatana Dharma, we all actually draw the knowledge from the writings of Vyasadeva. But many times the editors of this world, while being busy in actually editing others' articles, they become oblivious to the fact that their mindset also needs to undergo editing. They don't realize that they carry certain biased mindset. Some aspect of the mindset is directed towards adharma, some communistic thought process or leftist thought process. So because they are oblivious to the fact that their mindset needs to undergo editing, they never feel the need to approach some superior and submit to the superior, please edit my mindset. So therefore, we have to take lesson from Vyasadeva, that Vyasadeva, he is the compiler of the all the Vedic literatures. In comparison to that, Narada Muni, he just wrote Narada Pancharatra, Narada Bhakti Sutra. But he says that you are the man of unlimited knowledge, because you are 100% engaged in the service of Krishna. So Prabhupada says that one who is 100% engaged in devotional service is the emblem of full knowledge. So Vyasadeva is asking this question, please tell me the root cause of my dissatisfaction. It is an example of a Swahita Prashna. And Narada Muni, of course, he gives a diagnosis. He says that because you are not exclusively glorified Krishna, therefore that is the root cause of your dissatisfaction. Therefore you write Srimad Bhagavatam. And Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. Anartho Pashamam Sakshat Bhakti Yogam Adokshaje Lokasya Janato Vidvam Chakre Satvata Samhitam. So Vyasadeva could understand the miseries which the living entities experience. The solution for those miseries is that they have to engage in Bhakti Yoga. And for that sake, he compiled Satvata Samhita. So the verb which is used is Chakre Satvata Samhitam. So in Sanskrit, there are two types of verbs. One is called as Atmanepadi and another is called as Parasmaipadi. So when an action is performed for others' benefit, then that type of verb is called as Parasmaipadi. When an action is performed for one's own benefit, that kind of verb is called as Atmanepadi. So here the verse which says that Chakre Satvata Samhitam. The word Chakre is a Atmanepadi form of a verb. That means Vyasadeva compiled Srimad Bhagavatam for his own benefit. His own benefit means he was dissatisfied even after writing all the Vedic literatures. And he compiled Srimad Bhagavatam for his own benefit, for his own satisfaction. But because Vyasadeva was engaged in the welfare of the entire universe, because the task which he undertook, writing all the Vedic literature that is meant for the benefit of the entire universe, so even in actually finding out the root cause of his own dissatisfaction and applying that solution given by Narada Muni, the action only benefited the entire world. That is the action of writing Srimad Bhagavatam. So although it was a Swahita Prashna put forward by Vyasadeva to Narada Muni, but the answer to that question, the solution to that question, it only resulted in the benefit of the entire world. And another example of a Swahita Prashna is a question asked by Dhruva Maharaj to Narada Muni. But Dhruva Maharaj asked Narada Muni with a material ambition in his mind. Padam Tribhuvanot Krishnam Jigisho Sadhu Vartmame Bruhyasmat Pritribir Brahman Nanyairap Anadishtitam. Please tell me the proper method to me who am desiring the best position in the three worlds that has not been attained by my forefathers. So here Dhruva Maharaj is having an ambition to get a kingdom greater than that of Lord Brahma. It's a Swagita Prashna, but on a material ambition, material level. But because he approached Narada Muni expertly engaged him in the Pratha Bhakti, and Dhruva Maharaj became so purified that he even ultimately, in the course of practicing Bhakti, he said that I am only interested in devotional service. I only want the association of devotees. So although the Swahita Prashna eventually turned into such purification that Dhruva Maharaj became a glorious example of a pure devotional service or the power of Bhakti. And the third type of question is called as Vishaya Shodaka Prashna. That means a question which is asked to bring clarity on a particular subject matter. A particular subject matter, you are unable to understand the certain details or the technicalities of subject matter. So the person asks a question. Like for example, when Yudhishthira Maharaj was performing the Rajasri Yajna, when Krishna killed Shishupal, Shishupal's body entered the body of Vishnu. Shishupal attained Mukti. Yudhishthira Maharaj could witness that. And Yudhishthira Maharaj was surprised. This Shishupal was so absorbed in blaspheming Krishna. How can he attain such an elevated position? How can he attain such a Mukti? Usually people, they perform austerities for many lifetimes to attain Mukti. And this person, he is absorbed in blasphemy towards Krishna and he attained Mukti. How can it be possible? And he asked a question to Narada Muni. He wants to clarify the subject matter. And then Narada Muni gives answer to that question. Or another example of a Vishaya Shodaka Prashna is a question asked by Narada to Brahma, the second canto. So Narada is asking that, I think you are dependent on yourself, You are the source of your own knowledge. And you create all the living entities without anybody's help. And all the elements are coming from your own energy. And just like a spider makes a web from its own saliva, similarly, you create this world, you create different bodies of living entities from your own energies. I don't know that, I don't think anybody who is superior to you. But still, I have a doubt, because I see that sometimes you are also performing austerities. Sabhavan acharat goram yat tapa su samakitaha tena kedayase nastvam parashankam cha yachasi. But sometimes you also perform great austerities, and this is bewildering to me. Is there somebody above than you? You are also performing some meditation. And whom are you meditating upon? Is there some Lord above than you? This is an example of a Vishaya Shodaka Prashna. The Yamadutas also ask a similar question to the Yamaraj. Because for the first time in their career, they were stopped by some people in taking away whom they considered to be sinful. And then they come to Yamaraj and ask the question, till now we thought that you are the Supreme Lord, but today we have been stopped by some strangers. Can you please tell me that is there somebody above than you? So this is an example of a Vishaya Shodaka Prashna. And the fourth type of question is a Prasanga Prashna. Prasanga Prashna is a question related to a topic under discussion. Suppose a speaker is speaking on a particular topic. And based on the topic, the hearer is raising another question. For example, in the beginning of the Bhagavatam, the sages ask six type of questions. And the sixth question which they asked is that, after Krishna disappeared, where have the dharmic principles taken shelter? Then Suta Goswami answered that, Krishna swadamo pagate dharma jnanadibhisaha kalau nashtadrishamesha puranarko adunoditaha. After Krishna disappeared, Krishna has appeared in the form of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is like a sun. And the dharmic principles have taken shelter in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So based on this answer, the sages of Naimisharanya, they are asking questions in the beginning of the fourth chapter about the appearance of Srimad Bhagavatam. This is like an example of a Prasanga Prashna. Many other questions come under the category of Prasanga Prashna. Like Vidura heard from Uddhava that before Krishna departed from this world, Krishna gave confidential knowledge to me and Maitreya Rishi. And immediately Vidura is asking that, can you please describe the transcendental knowledge which Krishna spoke to you? This is an example of a Prasanga Prashna. When Shukadeva Goswami is narrating the different manvantaras and the different manvantara avataras, he just mentions that in one manvantara, Lord appeared as Hari, and this Hari saved Gajendra from the mouth of a crocodile. So immediately Parishit Maharaj asks a question, I wish to hear about how Gajendra was delivered by Hari. And immediately, there are three chapters of Gajendra Moksha. Shukadeva Goswami says that Lord appeared as Ajita and helped the devatas. Ajita is another manvantara avatara. He helped the devatas in getting nectar. And immediately, Parishit Maharaj asks a question. Can you please describe that event of the Samudra Manthan? How did Lord appear as Ajita? How appeared as Kurma and helped the devatas? And immediately there is a series of 6-7 chapters of Samudra Manthan. So this is an example of a prasanga prashna. And the present question which we are discussing here, this can also be seen as an example of a prasanga prashna. Sometimes certain questions can be combination of prasanga prashna, or they can also come under the category of visheshodaka prashna. They can also be swakita prashna, there can be a combination. So this question asked by the sages here, this also can be taken as a prasanga prashna. They asked the question previously in the fourth chapter beginning about the birth of Parikshit Maharaj. They asked Srimad Bhagavatam. The third chapter end, Sruta Goswami mentioned that Krishna has appeared as Srimad Bhagavatam, the son Srimad Bhagavatam. And the fourth chapter, they asked questions about the birth of Srimad Bhagavatam. And in relation to that, they asked that, this Srimad Bhagavatam was first spoken by Sukadeva to Parikshit Maharaj. Can you also describe about the birth and activities and the death of Parikshit Maharaj? And they also asked questions about the Sukadeva Goswami. And because Sruta Goswami, in the course of narration, he described so many events, they are again reviving that prasanga prashna about the birth and activities of Parikshit Maharaj here in this particular three verses. Therefore, these verses can come under the category of prasanga prashna. And so the fifth type of questions, so far the first four types of questions, they are actually bona fide questions. Loka hita prashna, swaghita prashna, vishaya shodaka prashna, prasanga prashna, they are all actually good type of questions. Now let us see some questions which are like wrong questions which one should avoid. So fifth is the ati prashna. Ati prashna is an improper question. So certain questions are actually inappropriate to ask. Inappropriate, it can be because of the particular situation, or it can be like sometimes in a public place when we ask a question which are very private in nature, then it becomes an ati prashna. Or in some public place, we ask some questions about a very confidential subject matter. Either ask questions or speak on the subject matter, then it comes under the category of ati prashna or ati upadesha. Or when we ask certain questions for which we are not qualified. We may be qualified, but we are in an improper situation. Then when we ask the question, it will be ati prashna. Or we may be in a proper situation, but we may not be qualified to ask that question. Then it can also be ati prashna. So that is why we see in this particular verse, the sages are asking in a very humble manner. They say, tadidam shrotum ichyamu gaditum yadi manyase. Gaditum yadi manyase means, if you think that we are fit recipients, then you please describe the subject matter. Or if you think that the question which we asked about the birth of Parikshit Maharaj, if you think that this subject matter is a fit subject matter, please describe this. So they are conscious of this culture of questioning. So for certain things are like very personal questions. For example, it is said that one should not discuss about one's personal spiritual experience in a public. Or one cannot ask certain very personal questions to a speaker in a public forum. So, like in the Bhagavatam, it says that Vetatvam Saumya Tat Sarvam Tatvatas Tad Anugrahat Bruya Snigdasya Shishyasya Guravo Gukhyam Apyuta. The sages are telling to Sruta Goswami, the Guru reveals the confidential knowledge only to an intimate and affectionate disciple. That means such knowledge is not to be revealed openly. And even in the Mahabharata, there are instructions. Vedavyasa is telling to his disciples. He says that no science should be given to one without a proper examination of one's character. So both from the point of view of speaker and as well as from the point of view of hearer, hearer should be aware of one's qualification and the speaker should also examine the qualifications of the hearer. So without that, then the question can be ati prashna or the upadesha can be ati upadesha. That's why it is said that one should not speak the glories of the holy name to the faithless people. So Vedavyasa says that just like a pure gold is tested by heat, cutting and rubbing, similarly disciples should be tested by their birth and accomplishments. And yascha dharmena vibruyat, yascha dharmena prachyati, tayor anyatara praiti vidvesham chadigachyati. So one who disregards all rules of virtue and seeks knowledge by disregarding the rules of dharma, and one who communicates knowledge, gives upadesha without seeing the qualification of the hearer, both are sure to fall down. And both are sure to create distress and suspicion. So therefore, that the qualification is important. And Krishna says that one of the acharyas in this particular verse, when they comment, they quote this Gita verse, Shaddhava labate jnanam tatpara samyatendriyah jnanam ladva param shantim achirenadi gachyati. Krishna says that this transcendental knowledge should be spoken to a faithful person. Shraddhava labate jnanam tatpara samyatendriyah, one who is senses are controlled. Idam te na tapaskaya na bhaktaya kadachana. So without seeing that qualification, when we impart the knowledge, then it becomes ati upadesha or the question can be ati prashna. And the sixth type of question is the vishayantara prashna. That means a question which is unrelated to the topic. So this can be both in relation to the question as well as with relation to the upadesha also. So a question which is unrelated to the topic, or a upadesha which is unrelated to the subject matter which is supposed to be discussed. Like suppose there is a whole discussion on the Krishna Leela, but a person asks about say Lord Ram. Asking about Lord Ram is not wrong, but the particular subject matter at that time is the particular subject matter and Krishna Leela or a particular subject matter. So the question should be related to that subject matter in that particular situation. Like for example, suppose somebody has memorized an essay on the cows, but in the exam paper the question is asked about write an essay on the trees. But he has not memorized the essay on the trees. So he writes an entire essay on the cows and then he says that this cow was tied to the tree. So Vishayantara means speaking different subject matter. So even in the when we speak Bhagavatam, one of the point is that the subject matter which we speak, it should be related to the Bhagavatam verse or the occasion or the particular chapter. So when we speaking Bhagavatam is a glorifying Krishna, it is like a decorating Krishna with our words. Bhutair mahadbir yayima puro vibur nirmaya shete yadamushu purushah bungte gunan solankrushishta bungte gunan sodasha shodashatmaka so alankrushishta bhagavan vachamsime. Shukadeva Goswami is telling praying to the Lord, please decorate my words so that I can properly glorify you. So speaking Bhagavatam is like decorating Krishna. So when a person is decorating, so before decorating Krishna, just an ordinary aspect of decorating ourselves. So when a man or woman, when they decorate themselves, so suppose you choose a particular dress, you are going for a particular occasion. When you choose a particular dress, so you choose different other ornaments in relation to that particular dress. In relation to the occasion, you choose a particular dress and you choose the ornaments, the color of the ornaments, or even the tie or the socks and the different things. Everything is chosen in relation to that particular dress, which will match the dress and which will match that occasion. Suppose sometimes a person is wearing a black shirt and white pant and some other red tie, completely mismatching, then people will feel like, what kind of dressing sense a person has. So dressing sense, everything should be related to the occasion and it should be related to the particular dress, the color, ornaments. So similarly, when we talk about decorating Krishna, the pujari actually chooses the ornaments appropriate to that particular dress. He chooses a particular turban cloth, the particular ornaments, the bracelets and the chokers in relation to the particular dress. And then he places those ornaments in an appropriate way, in such a manner that when people take darshan, one is immediately attracted to Krishna. That is the purpose of decorating Krishna. So similarly, when we glorify Krishna, which is also like decorating Krishna, which like for every day, the pujari is given a particular dress to decorate Krishna. And based on the dress, a person chooses different ornaments, different turban clothes. So similarly, every day a particular Bhagavatam verse is given to the speaker. And in relation to that Bhagavatam verse, we have to choose the different examples, analogies or verses or the stories in such a way that it becomes a glorification of Krishna, it becomes a decoration of Krishna in such a way that people at the end of the day, they become attracted to Krishna. And that was the prayer of Shukadeva Goswami, Solam Krishishta Bhagavan Vachamsime. So sometimes one may speak related to Krishna, but we may completely neglect the Bhagavatam verse and the purport only. So then it can become a Vishayantara Upadesha to some extent. So this is the sixth type of question, Vishayantara Prashna. And the seventh type of question is the Kanduti Prashna. Kanduti Prashna means an impulsive question. So Kanduti means itching. Many times when there is an itch, impulsively we immediately try to scratch the itch without giving a second thought. So sometimes the people ask questions without thinking deeply. And sometimes they may ask questions without paying attention to the subject matter which was just explained previously. Or one may be giving an explanation even without waiting for the explanation to end, one may ask a question. So the question asked without giving much thought, that is Kanduti Prashna. Like for example, in the Mahabharata, there is a very famous section of Yaksha Prashna. So when the Pandavas were there in the forest, one Brahmana came to the Pandavas. His Arani wood was taken away by some deer. And he sought the help of the Pandavas. Can you please bring this Arani wood which is taken away by this deer? The Pandavas had lost all their kingdom, but they didn't forget their swadharma, Kshatriya swadharma of giving protection to the Brahmanas. They immediately followed behind the deer to get back the Arani wood. But they started running behind the deer, but the deer ran very fast. And the Pandavas could not get the deer and they they became so tired and they became so thirsty and at a particular point they couldn't walk further. And Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Nakula, "We are so tired, can you look for some nearby water source? Can you get some water? You drink water and get water for all of us." And Nakula goes to the in search of a water body and goes to the water body. And then when he is about to drink, he hears a voice. And that voice says that first you have to answer questions and then you can drink this water. Otherwise, you will fall down dead. But Nakula, he does not give regard to that voice. He drinks that water and immediately becomes falls down, almost practically dead. He becomes unconscious. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is waiting for Nakula and then he sends Sahadev. And Sahadev goes there and he sees Nakula falling down, like becoming, lying down unconscious. But he thinks that first let me drink water. And again he has the same voice. The voice says that if you don't answer my questions, you will get the same fate as your brother Nakula. But then he does not give regard to that voice. Again drinks the water. But he also becomes unconscious. And then the same thing happens to Arjuna and then Bhima. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj goes there. And Yudhishthira Maharaj is also so tired. He thought that first let me drink water and then let me see what happened to my brothers. And then again he hears the same voice. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj does not drink the water and he prepares himself to answer the questions. And that, those questions, that conversation between that Yaksha, that person who was asking, initially he revealed himself as a Yaksha. But finally, he revealed himself as a Dharma Devata. So, that conversation which happened between Dharma Devata and Yudhishthira Maharaj, that is called as Yaksha Prashna. And Yudhishthira Maharaj had to answer 124 questions. When his body is tired, when he is thirsty, and in front of his eyes, the four brothers are lying down dead. And his wife is all alone in the middle of the forest. In that situation, he had to answer questions. So that is like a rapid fire questions. The Chaitanya Charitamrita, we see a rapid fire question between Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Rai. On the topic of bhakti. And here, there is a rapid fire question between Dharma Devata and Dharma Putra. The subject matter will be on the topic of Dharma, because Dharma Devata and Dharma Putra, they will be speaking about Dharma only. So, and one question is so interesting. Yaksha is asking that, Indriyartan Anubhavan Buddhiman Loka Pujitaha Sammata Sarva Bhutanam Uchvasan Kona Jivati. In this world, somebody's senses are working perfectly. And he is highly intelligent. And he is respected by the whole world. And sammata sarva bhutanam, accepted by all living beings. And he is breathing properly. But still he is considered to be a dead man. Who is that person? It is like a riddle type of question. All the questions are very abstract questions. And Yudhishthira Maharaj had to answer questions in such a circumstance. And Yudhishthira answers, Devata Atiti Brityanam Pitrunam Atmanaschayaha Nan Nirvapati Panchanam Uchvasanna Sajivati. One who does not perform the Pancha Mahayagya, the Yagya towards the Devatas, the Yagya towards the Pitrus, the Yagya towards the Atitis, Atiti Seva, and the Yajna towards our dependents, Brityas, and ultimately the Atma Yajna. One who does not perform this Pancha Maha Yajna, he is considered to be a living dead person. So we see this question, this answer is like the, it is one, we can say it's like a foundation of the Sanatana Dharma. We can appreciate how profound Sanatana Dharma. the integral approach of Sanatan Dharma. So devas and pitrus are beings above than us. Devatas are above than us. Pitrus are above than us. So there is a gratitude we have to show towards them for the culture given by our forefathers and for the necessities provided by the devatas. So we express our gratitude. So that is the Deva Yajna and Pitru Yajna. And Atithi, guest reception is towards the people who are living around us, who come to our houses. We give the proper reception to them. That is Atithi Seva. And Brithya is the servants who are employed under us. Maybe the maid servants or different people employed under us. You take care of them properly. That is Brithya Seva. That is Brithya Yajna. So and then Atma Yajna is the Atma's Yajna towards the Atma. That is the devotional service to Krishna. So one who does not perform these five Yajnas is considered to be a living dead person. So when a devotee performs this Pancha Maha Yajna, yeah, the bhakti towards Krishna is the highest dharma. By that all the other dharmas are taken care of. It is like watering the root. But at the same time, when a person is living in this world, one has to set the example, a dharmic example of performing our responsibilities for others. So therefore we see personalities like Yudhishthira Maharaj, Arjuna and all these personalities, they also performed these yajnas, but in remembrance of Krishna, in seeing the devatas and pitrus in relation to Krishna. Just like a wife serves the husband, but wife also serves the other people who are related to the husband. And there is a unique position for the husband. But at the same time, there are other people, the husband's brother or father, mother and different relatives. And they are also given due respect, but in relation to that husband. So similarly, when a person is married to Krishna, every living entity is supposed to marry to Krishna. So when we serve Krishna, we see the other personalities like devatas and pitrus. Seeing them in relation to Krishna, we serve them. So therefore, this one who does not perform the Pancha Maha Yajna, according to Yudhishthira Maharaj, is considered to be a living dead person. So this is an example of a very thoughtful question and a very thoughtful answer, but in the most difficult circumstance. And the eighth type of question is a Balisha Prashna. I'll quickly conclude. So Balisha Prashna is a childish questions. So sometimes children ask many questions, but they are not serious about any questions. They ask mindless questions to the parents. And similarly, sometimes they may ask mindless questions and the person may answer one question, may not answer other questions, and the people who ask the question, they may also forget their questions. They may not be serious about the questions. This is a Balisha Prashna. And the ninth type of question is a Vitanda Prashna. Vitanda Prashna is a provocative question. Sometimes people may ask question in order to provoke the speaker and in order to bring out the anger in the speaker or in order to corner the speaker or in order to expose the weakness of the speaker. Especially you will find in many of the TV debates actually, among the politician debates, many of the questions are, they can be within the prashna, they want to corner some person, they ask such type of questions actually. So therefore, but in the spiritual subject matter, when we ask questions, we should not ask questions in a challenging attitude. Prabhupada says that blind following and a challenging attitude, both are actually wrong. In one purport, he says that there is no necessity of approaching a guru, unless one is in need of solving the problems of life. And one who does not know how to put questions before the guru has no business seeing him. One should know the right questions to ask to the guru. And even if you have the right questions, one should know how to ask those questions to the guru.
it should not be in a provocative or a challenging attitude. And in fact, one of the quality of a disciple is that prashna kale pratiksha. One should be patient in getting answer to the question. There was a devotee who asked the question to Parashara Bhatta, who is a Vaishnava? Parashara Bhatta told that, you go to Tirupati and ask this question to Anantacharya. And this devotee, he took that journey from Srirangam to Tirupati just to get answer to that question, who is a Vaishnava? And he asked this question to Anantacharya. Anantacharya said that, oh, right now these services need to be performed. Can you please help in this service? And then that devotee engaged in that service. And then he kept on doing different services every day. And then 3 months later, many months later, one festival came. And that in that festival, he was sitting to take prasadam. And Anantacharya said that, no, right now you don't take prasadam. Let us serve all the guests. And then finally, we can take prasadam. And then he served prasadam for all the guests till the end. And then finally, Anantacharya said that, now you can take prasadam. And by the way, some months back, you asked some question. What was that question? And he asked that, my question was that, who is a Vaishnava? And then Anantacharya, even for that question, even at that time, he gave an answer in a very cryptic manner. Vaishnava is like a swan, like a crane, is like a salt and like you. And of course, I will not go into the details of that answer. But the point I want to highlight is that, like, this devotee was so serious about that question, just to get answer to that question, he went from Srirangam to Tirupati by walking. And then he kept on serving for many months and just patiently waiting for when Anantacharya would answer that question. So just try to think about the seriousness the devotee had in getting answer to that question and the patience he exhibited. So that is called as prashna kale pratiksha. And the 10th type of question is the prajalpa prashna. Prajalpa prashna is like a rambling question. So sometimes a person may ask questions and the speaker may be confused, like, can you please tell me what you are asking? One may speak so many things and one is completely unclear about what the person is asking. The teacher will have to ask repeatedly, what exactly is your question? So the student himself is not clear about in his head about the question. And the 11th type of question is a darpa prashna. Darpa prashna is a question to show one's own scholarship. So sometimes a person may ask question in order to impress the other hearers. That, oh, I know something better than others. So he may ask a certain question to impress others. Or he may ask question to minimize the position of the speaker. So that is a darpa prashna. And the last type of question is the nirarthaka prashna. Nirarthaka prashna means a question that serves no purpose. A question, sometimes certain questions may not have any purpose in mind. It's like somebody asked a question. A Kamsa heard that he will be the 8th son of Devaki will be the cause of his death. So then Kamsa could have just kept Devaki and Vasudev in a separate cell, that they would not have procreated only. Why did he keep them in the same cell? Like, answered these questions are not the meaningless questions actually. So sometimes certain questions have no meaning. And like sometimes people ask, can you please tell why exactly 108 beads are there? It could be some inquisitive question. I have not completely dismissed the question. But sometimes people ask, no, I want the exact technical answer, why 108, not 107 or 104, why not 13 Mahamantra, why 108 beads in a bead? 108 beads in a mala. Like, the point is, like, even if you give an exact technical answer to that 108, 108 mantra. Why 108 beads are there? But what is more important is taking the mala and chanting one round. That becomes more important than knowing that why exactly 108 is there. So there is a, suppose there is a forest of mango trees are there. One person goes and makes a detailed analysis of all the mango trees. Mango trees that, oh, this is the height and the length and breadth and number of mangoes. This type of mango is there. He makes a detailed thesis report and he publishes PhD and gives a speech and everyone claps. But in the whole process, he has not tasted a single mango. So, is it the life is simply about giving a thesis report on mango or tasting the mango? Ped ginne se matlab hai, aam kaane se matlab hai. So, similarly, even if you know the technicalities of why 108 this thing are there, which is more important, chanting one mahamantra or one mala, or knowing the technicalities of why 108 this thing are there. So therefore, some questions are nirarthaka prashna. So therefore, I'll conclude with this, that so these questions, these are different types of questions, and also from the point of view of the speaker, when a person is giving spiritual knowledge, it is said, I heard a very beautiful verse, says that bhagavo guravo loke shishyo vittapaharaka kvachittu tatra drishyante shishya chittapaharaka. Or durlabo guravo loke shishya chittapaharaka. In this world, there will be many gurus who are interested in the wealth of the disciples. But there are very few gurus who are interested in conquering the heart of the disciple. So there are many gurus who are interested in the wealth of the disciple, but there are very few gurus who are interested in the conquering the heart of the disciple. That shishyo chittapaharaka. So how can a guru conquer the heart of the disciple? By actually removing all the doubts of the disciple. By removing all the misconceptions. By taking each Purva Paksha and removing all the doubts about the Purva Paksha, defeating that Purva Paksha opinion and establishing the Siddhanta properly and giving complete faith in the disciple about Krishna and the path of Dharma. And such gurus are very rare. Narada Muni is one such guru. So Narada Muni, when he was instructing Prachina Barishya, although he became convinced about the path of bhakti, Prachina Barishya thought that, let my sons return to the home, then after that I will retire, and then after that I will take to bhakti. Like that, Prachina Barishya wanted to postpone his full engagement in bhakti. But Narada Muni did not want to actually Prachina Barishya to postpone his engagement of bhakti, because postponing spiritual life is a typical mindset of a conditioned soul. Therefore, Narada Muni speaks another allegorical story in order to give that complete faith in Prachina Barishya. And in that regard, Prabhupada says that it is the duty of the spiritual master to instruct the disciple as long as he does not come to the understanding that the materialistic way of life is not at all beneficial. So therefore, gurus, this thing is that to remove the doubts in the disciple, and so that the disciple gets complete faith in Krishna. And Krishna, Narada Muni, Shukadev Goswami, Suta Goswami, they are such teachers. And Krishna says at the end of the Gita, If your doubts are not gone, I am ready to repeat the entire Gita again. Kachid yeta shrutam partha tvaya ekagrena chetasa. If your doubts are not gone, I am ready to speak the entire Gita again. So Krishna did not speak the Gita just to get applause from the people. He was actually concerned about Arjuna, whether Arjuna is convinced, whether his doubts are gone. So, in this way, we discussed about the, to summarize, we discussed about the 12 types of questions. Loka hita prashna, swahita prashna, vishaya shodaka prashna, prasanga prashna, ati prashna, and vishayantara prashna, darpa prashna, balisha prashna, and other types of prashna, that nirarthaka prashna. So in this way we discussed 12 types of questions. So if there is any one question, because although I'm behind time, but if there are any one questions, I'll take up on the other end. ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय गौर भक्त वृंद की जय
हरे कृष्णा डियर डिवोटीज देयर इज एन अनाउंसमेंट टुडेज संडे ब्रेकफास्ट प्रसाद इज स्पॉन्सर्ड बाय भंभानी फैमिली ऑन द ओकेजन ऑफ 13th डे सेरेमनी ऑफ श्रीमती रानी भंभानी. So let us express our gratitude and prayers by loudly chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare.